Hi, friend. When it comes to attracting your dream students, you can do that all you want from your website and your social media channels, but you often don't have full control over the bio that's listed on the Yoga Studio's website. But I have a few tips that can help you craft one that will draw in your dream students based on your words. And if you're not at the place where you know who your dream student is, I've got you covered too. This episode is brought to you by my membership, Marketing Yoga with Confidence. In this membership, you get step-by-step tutorials, monthly Q&As, and so much support from not only me, but the other members. The doors are opening in September, so get ready to jump in there. Welcome to episode number 6 of the Marketing Yoga with Confidence podcast. I'm so excited you're here with me today, and if we haven't met yet, I'm Amanda McKinney, a marketing coach for yoga teachers, and I can't wait to get to know you better. In this podcast, you will get inspiration and a very clear next best step to market your yoga in an authentic way. Let's jump in and talk all about those yoga studio bios. Whether you've just graduated from yoga teacher training or you've been teaching for years, it's highly likely that you're teaching at a studio somewhere and they've asked for your bio. Or maybe you have corporate clients and they need some information to send to their employees to get them interested in your classes. Or maybe you're teaching and speaking from a stage somewhere and someone has to introduce you. Regardless, a bio is needed and it can often be stressful to come up with those words. Because let's face it, it's hard to come up with words about ourselves. In this episode, I'm focusing specifically on yoga studio website bios, but you can apply this practice to any bio you need to write. When it comes to yoga studio bios, they're really all over the map in terms with how they're written. So the absolute best advice I can give you is to write a bio according to how that studio has bios written on their website. It's imperative to know what that studio is doing. Because if you don't, and the studio is concerned about consistency, you run the risk of them changing your bio to fit their style. And you can't really fault them for that, because as a brand, and they are creating a brand, they need to be concerned about consistency. So you're just doing them a favor when you go in and say, I have this bio already written for how you have your bios on your website. And the second best advice I can give you is to write one bio and then edit that bio based on the needs of the studio and save them all. I would love for you to have one long list of bios that you can choose from at any point. So I'm going to walk you through my step-by-step process of writing a yoga studio bio and then shaping it and crafting it for each individual studio that you teach at or a speaking opportunity that you have. Step number one is to write a bio in first person. And this is going to be for your website or for how you introduce yourself when you're talking. This is the bio that starts off with, I'm a yoga teacher. You want to use that first person, and then it's followed by typically between 3 and 5 sentences of an overview of what you do. In this bio, I want you to answer these few questions, but not in a question and answer format, more just in a conversational tone. I want you to convey what you want to be known for, and either who you work with or what problem or situation you typically work with. So for example, maybe you're a yoga teacher that works specifically with people who are dealing with infertility. You would want to convey that in your bio and make it very clear of what you tend to focus on. But if you've just graduated from yoga teacher training and you aren't quite sure about these answers, that's okay too. And what I want you to do is I still want you to say yes to all of those opportunities at these yoga studios, but your template can be a little bit different. And I want you to answer these questions. What's your yoga teaching style? And what are your credentials? Most likely you just graduated your yoga teacher training with your 200-hour certification. So you'll want to list that. And if you know your yoga teaching style, then I want you to include it. So maybe your style is power yoga with a really fun playlist. That infuses a little bit of your personality as well. And so you don't have to have everything figured out to have a well-crafted bio. All you have to do is identify what type of a teacher you are and who you're working with if you know that, and infusing your personality into the details. Regardless of which bucket you fall into, whether you're an experienced yoga teacher and are crafting your bio based on what you want to be known for, or you've just graduated from yoga teacher training and you're talking more about your yoga teaching style and credentials, I want you to have this frame of mind when you write your bio. I want you to think about if someone was visiting from out of town and looking at the studio's website and trying to decide what class to drop into, how would you describe your style to that person? So maybe you think about if you just bumped into this person at a coffee shop, how would you describe your style? They know nothing about you. They have no preconceived notions of who you are, where you went to school, or how you were taught. They don't have any idea. So you have to convey what type of a class they can expect so that you can be successful in delivering that class to them. And remember, the studio is going to have a class description, so you don't have to talk about the specific class. What you need to describe is you as a teacher. And the best way that I can tell you to find that out is to ask your students. Ask your current students how they describe you. Ask them why they keep coming back to your classes. Most likely, they're going to describe your personality and your teaching style more than the class itself. Because here's the deal. There are tons of yoga teachers out there in each and every city. Even the small cities that we have in the world today, yoga teachers are popping up everywhere. And it's wonderful because we can serve so many people as yoga teachers when there are so many of us running around. But we have to differentiate ourselves so that we call in the people who are going to really resonate with our teaching style. And if you're really new and trying to get that first yoga teaching job at a studio and you just landed it and you need to write that bio for that studio, what I want you to do is to go and teach your friends. I want you to get a group of friends together and teach them a class and walk them through a sequence. Grab your family, your friends, whoever you can, and ask them to describe your style. Please don't let anything stop you from writing this bio. I don't want you to say, "I can't write the bio yet," because it's just not true. You can write it today. Whether you've taught 1,000 classes or just one, you can write the bio based on your teaching style. You probably have a pretty good idea of yourself and how you teach, but it's great to get others' words incorporated in this. So step one is to write that first person bio. You're going to write 3 to 5 sentences that answers those questions about your teaching style or what you want to be known for. And then step number two is to take that bio and change it to third person. This is because there's a lot of yoga studios that prefer third person instead of first. So all you have to do for this one is instead of saying, "I'm a yoga teacher," you would say, "Amanda is a yoga teacher." Obviously, you're not going to say Amanda, you will put your name in there, but you get the point. All you have to do is switch the first to the third person and you're ready to go. I want you to save both of these bios in a Google Doc or an Evernote or something digital so you have it saved somewhere. And step number three is as you apply to work at other studios, I want you to look at their bio page and see how it's written. Not just for first or third person reference, but also the tone that they used. Did they have all yoga teachers answer the exact same questions? Do your research. By all means, please, please, please do not send them a bio to use if you haven't done this yet. Please don't be lazy with this. The studio owner is going to appreciate you, or the manager who's working with the website. Whatever it is, they are going to appreciate the fact that you looked at the website and based your bio on how they need it to be written. Trust me, that little bit of effort will go a long way with the studio manager or owner. And step number four is to keep a long saved list of all of your bios. I want you to update them as you change and evolve as a yoga teacher. I want you to change those bios too and keep this long list. And the benefit of this is not only that you'll have a place to go to immediately if you need a bio, but you'll also be amazed at the process of how much it changes over the course of time. Trust me, I promise, if you don't start this today, you'll wish you had, because it really is interesting to look back at the evolution of a bio. I actually have the first bio that I ever wrote, and it is completely different from what I have now. And there's such beauty in that process. And I say there's beauty in the process because there really wasn't beauty in the words. I don't love my first bio. I would not have that written somewhere right now, but that's where I started. And I love looking back and seeing how things have changed, evolved. And as I have really niched down to work with specifically yoga teachers, my bio is so much clearer. So if you know exactly who you want to work with, then I want you to talk about that. But if you don't know that it's okay. You will get there. All I want you to do is talk about either who you're working with or what situation or problem you talk about most often in your classes or your teaching style. Because remember, when we first graduate from yoga teacher training, we need to say yes to all the opportunities to find out what we love. So there's no shame in not knowing who you're wanting to work with right now. It's a process. Remembering that it's a process is important. So your next best step is to write your yoga studio bio, or maybe a few. I don't want you to let anything stop you from doing this today. I want you to just write it. Even if you go and edit it later, I want you to write it today. I want you to think about this. What if I called you today and said, hey, I want to interview you for my podcast. Send me your bio so I can do your intro. What would you say to me in that moment? Because I hope you say, sure thing, Amanda, I've got it right here. I can have it to you in just a minute. That's how quickly I want you to be able to have your bio written. So go, get after it and write that bio. Remember to infuse your personality into this as well, as much as you can, because again, sometimes you don't have full control. And be sure to stay tuned for next week as I have a fantastic interview that you're going to love. It's with a sassy copywriter, and she shares her secrets of writing an about page on your website. And the super exciting news is that we have a giveaway for you. It's such a good one. You're not going to want to miss next week's episode. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode today. I hope that you have a great bio and that you start that process and watch the evolution happen over time. Until next time, give yourself permission to have a long list of bios and watch your evolution as a teacher and grace along the way. Talk to you soon.